Welcome to Routing for Success, the show where we interview today's top logistics professionals, giving them a platform to share their stories and best practices. Today, we have a different type of episode for you. The title to this episode is not clickbait. It is actually my last episode here as the Routing for Success host. I've been with AP Equipment Financing for 13 years. I started as an unpaid intern while attending junior college, and through the years, I've held a variety of different positions with the company. I can tell you from an employee perspective, AP is an amazing company to work for. They really take good care of their employees. We started the Routing for Success podcast toward the beginning of 2023, and the response has been absolutely incredible. It's super rewarding to have people come up to me in person at the FedEx Forward Summit or send me a direct message thanking me for the positive impact that this show has had. It's truly been an honor. However, the time has come for me to move on to other things and open a new chapter in my career. So, what is going to happen to the Routing for Success show, you might ask? Well, that is a great question, and I am pleased to announce that Routing for Success will continue with not one, but two amazing co-hosts taking over in my place. In today's episode, we're going to introduce you to your new hosts, and we've put together some clips, some highlights of some of our favorite moments from the Routing for Success show up to this point. But first, let's introduce you to your new hosts, Jake Hirsch and Emily Blair.
Thanks, Ryan. My name is Jake Hirsch. I've been with AP Equipment Finance for the last 7 years. Ryan Macris hired me as a sales development rep, and I transitioned into the FedEx space about 6 years ago. Ever since I started working here, I was really hopeful that we would start a podcast in the FedEx space. Ryan has done an incredible job laying the groundwork for this podcast. I get nothing but positive feedback from the contractors that I talk to about it, and I'm so excited to continue on the Routing for Success legacy.
My name is Emily Blair. I started my career in equipment financing for businesses back in 2007, and I joined the FedEx team at AP Finance in 2021. I am so excited to be a part of this podcast, and I'm looking forward to meeting and interviewing many contractors in the coming months and years.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I have a couple questions for each of you, and we didn't rehearse this, so I'm going to be putting each of you on the spot to get some candid answers from you.
I'm nervous now.
All right, Jake, let's start with you then. Perfect. Jake, you've been working with FedEx contractors for a while now. Why don't you tell everyone, what do you like about working with FedEx Ground contractors?
So my parents own a business. They are they're general contractors. And growing up as a child with somebody who owns a small business, really a large part of their difficulties in running their business was getting the funds and staying ahead of their payroll and all the expenses that they had coming out. So starting here at AP Equipment Finance, really what drove me to it, one, I wanted to learn how to speak to people over the phone or in person and learn sales. But I also really wanted to see the back end of small businesses, how they get funds, how they maneuver through their day, and really continue to create as much cash flow as possible. And I feel like with AP, it's really allowed me to work with small business owners, help them get the funds that they need to get the rubber on the road and keep delivering packages to everyday Americans.
What about you, Emily? What do you like about working with FedEx Ground contractors?
I think my favorite question that I ask all the contractors, and this kind of ties into the podcast too, is what brought you to FedEx? I think it is the most fascinating thing, meeting all of the entrepreneurs and hearing their stories of how they came into it. Whether they started as a driver and worked their way up, whether they started on Wall Street, whether they have already made a career for themselves and this is a second, whether it's an additional career or an additional business that they're running, or perhaps kind of a side hustle. I just think it's so fascinating to hear everybody's stories. And like you both said, it's so rewarding to be able to be in a position where we can help these small businesses grow.
Aside from hosting this podcast, I'm sure that hosting this podcast is probably the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to out of your whole year coming up. Aside from that, what are you most looking forward to over the next 12 months?
That's a great question. One of the things that I really enjoy is meeting people in person. So I would say I'm really excited, especially once we get the podcast going and Jake and I get to meet some more contractors. We'll be headed to the Linehall Summit in June, and we'll be headed to the FedEx Forward Summit in October. And I think I'm really just excited to kind of shake hands and get to see some people in person instead of on screens.
All right. And Jake, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah. So for me, in my business with AP Financing, I've really, for the last 5 years or so, focused on P&D very significantly. So mostly financing step vans, cutaways, panel vans. In the past 9 months or so, I've switched that to focusing maybe 50-50 and really including line haul in that and working with a lot of different line haul contractors. It's something new for me, and it's different and it's really fun. And I'm working with a different sect of the FedEx business. In my personal life, I'm really excited. I just had a baby, and spending time with him and watching him over the last 4 months has been so sick. And I'm really excited to continue just seeing him turn into a little man.
Last question before we get into the highlights that we've selected. Jake, let's start with you on this one. Tell us a little bit about yourself personally. Outside of work, what are you passionate about? Do you have any hobbies? How do you spend your time?
Yeah, as I said, I just had a son 4 months ago. So as of late, it's been going on runs with him in the stroller, going on hikes with him in the front pack, or fly fishing with him, which has been awesome and a completely new spin on how I take risks, particularly with like fly fishing with a small human on my chest. I also love to snowboard, mountain bike, climb. I'm a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, and I'm married to a super awesome woman.
Awesome. What about you, Emily?
I am a little bit of a homebody. I work from home. I stay home a lot. I really like it. We recently moved to Tampa, Florida, and I have been enjoying the warm weather and the sunshine so much. So I anticipate that I will continue doing that. I like crafts and reading and my dog and my husband and my grandkids. So kind of just a quiet life outside of work.
Well, we have put together a short highlight reel of some of our favorite moments from Routing for Success up to this point. For those of you who have been paying attention to this show since its inception, some of this just might be review and you can reflect back on some of these moments along with us. For those of you who might be brand new tuning in, maybe this is the very first thing that you've seen from Routing for Success. Maybe you go check out these episodes following this one. But let's jump into it. The first one that I picked was episode number 5 with Steve Ramsdell. Steve Ramsdell is a super interesting person. He came from the corporate world and held upper-level management positions with some very large companies. Now, I don't know that he would necessarily describe it this way or phrase it this way, but my impression is that Steve got into the FedEx Ground contractor business basically to keep himself busy while being semi-retired. But he's a wealth of knowledge, particularly when it comes to handling contract negotiations with FedEx. And in addition to being a FedEx contractor himself, he actually works with a few hundred FedEx Ground contractors to handle end of contract negotiations on their behalf. Let's jump into the clip.
Process these days is they want to give you, they want to shortcut the process because they've got a lot of negotiations to do. So they've come up with this plan in the last couple of years. It's called Mezzo 1, Mezzo 2, Mezzo 3. I would call it door number 1, 2, or 3. All of them have the same contract value. They just come with a different variable structure. So it's super important to understand going in how to normalize a set of ISP charges against your prior ISP charges. I think what happens with a lot of contractors is like, oh, my revenue's, you know, X and it used to be Y, right? And it was like, well, forget about the revenue because it's just a forecast. And we all know that last year at this time, they were still forecasting, you know, a 5% increase in ground and 9% e-commerce. And guess what? That didn't happen. In fact, it went the other way around. So it's not about forecasting revenue. And revenue is not what keeps us alive as contractors. It's profitability. And profitability is equal to revenues minus expenses. And that's why I always focus on expenses. But more importantly is, which way are your rates trending? In other words, I always say P times Q is equal to R. Price, which is your charges, times Q, the quantity, production, is equal to R, revenues. But then your profitability is a function of, you know, we'll call it revenue minus expenses. And so that's really, really important. So what we do is, and I build a tool for this, is you take the old ISP charges, the new ISP charges, you take that PCAT data, which is that proposal capture analytical tool data. You look at their forecasts, which may not come true, but right now the forecasts are coming in with a slight decline, about 4% in e-commerce and about 2.5% non-e-commerce. And then what you have to do is you have to normalize the charges for the fuel index. There's a strike price on fuel before, and there's a strike price on the new, and then look at that and say, are my rates going down or up? And unfortunately, they're pretty flat right now. In some cases, I've seen a minus 1.3%. Southern California, they're getting pretty good rates. Out of the box, you're getting, you know, 4, 5, 6% in some cases, right? And so you need to figure that out, because if your rates are going down in an inflationary market, you have this thing called margin compression. And if you have margin compression, you, no matter how efficient you actually are, you're actually going to get run out of business over a period of time.
Yeah, Steve is a wealth of knowledge for sure. And if I'm not mistaken, Jake and Emily, we have Steve lined up for another episode here soon, right?
We do. Yes, we do. Yeah, next week.
Killer. We'll be looking forward to that for sure. All right, the second episode and clip that I selected was episode number 8 with line haul contractor David Delgado. Talking to David Delgado is an inspiration. He's super passionate about his business, and he's like a guerrilla marketer for his services. He got into the business of being a FedEx contractor without paying a single penny, right? Which is impressive, because most people have to cough up a chunk of change just to buy the rights to a business to get in. He managed to do it without paying anything to get in. And since then, he's grown his business almost exclusively organically without paying any extra money. But let's dive into the clip.
I just call myself Delgado. And when I would come into a station, I'm like, hey, it's Delgado. And I'm here to do this, and that. And so I just started getting my name out there, Delgado. Everywhere I would go, I would just refer to myself as Delgado, and I still do. And with the idea that when my company was formed and when we got a contract, people would already know the Delgado name and would be used to it. And know that I was a go-getter too. You know, if there was extra runs, they were calling me before I ever got there. Hey, can you take this? Can you do this? Can you do that? Yes. If it was possible, Delgado was doing it. And, you know, they would know. I would come into one particular station in particular, and everybody like, Delgado's here. And there, because I was like, I would do stuff that nobody else wanted to do. And that came from, I was standing at the window once waiting for my run assignment, and there's this dispatcher there, and she's distraught. And she's like, will somebody do this? Anybody? Can somebody do this run? I've got to have it covered right now. And she didn't even look at me or ask me. Everybody told her no. I'm like, hey, why don't you ask me? And she's like, well, I know you guys are paid hourly. This particular company paid by the hour, and like, you guys never do extra work. I'm like, ask Delgado, I'll do it. And so she hands me the hook sheet. I did 3 extra runs for her that night. And from that moment on, when I came into that building, she was looking for me. She would even call me before I got there. Hey, I've got this. Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? So I started, that's how I cut.
The next clip that I selected was from episode number 16 of the Routing for Success show with David Hersey. David Hersey really seems like someone who has cracked the code of being a FedEx contractor. I'm not sure what he's at today, since we recorded the episode almost a year ago, but at the time, he was running something like 120 routes and working maybe only 5 to 10 hours a week. And I think for anyone tuning into this show, that's the dream right there, to be able to get to that level where you're running a scaled operation, but you're not putting in serious hours that you're grinding. Don't get me wrong, he did grind early on, and we talk about that in the full episode, but he's really built things now where it seems to be cranking on all cylinders without him having to be directly involved. Let's show the clip.
Learned with FedEx is you need to let them know proactively. If there is a problem, if you have, you know, during COVID, when I had 25% of my workforce out and I was out there driving trucks and we would, hey, this is what's going to happen today. Here's what we're looking at tomorrow. You know, this is, and every day you are proactive. What really seems to create a problem with companies is when they just hope FedEx doesn't notice. And then when they do notice, it's a lot worse. So, you know, the best coaching thing I could say is be ahead of the ball. I mean, let them know that this is what's happening, but have a plan on how you're going to take care of it.
We have a few more clips to show you, one more selected by me, and then I think that Jake and Emily here each selected a clip of their own that they would like to share. The last one that I'm going to share is episode number 31 with contractor Michael Meyer. Mike Meyer has one of the most interesting strategies that I've encountered in FedEx. The guy is an absolute animal when it comes to standing up new CSAs, building them into a viable business, and then selling them for a big profit. He stood up something like 11 CSAs in a single calendar year, which is just completely nuts. I mean, most people don't stand up 11 CSAs for their whole career as a FedEx ground contractor, and this guy did it in a single year. In this clip, Mike talks about the importance of avoiding what he calls money traps when you're looking at whether or not you should buy a CSA, and you're able to go in there and make it work.
Great question with a lot of different answers. Each situation's completely different of another. I will say, generally speaking, there are money traps listed on certain sites, and it doesn't matter if I'm the contractor or somebody brand new off the street is the contractor. You may service it. You may have great safety results, but if you have a negative cash flow, why are we doing it? You know, we're not here to subsidize a $90 billion company. We're here to be a for-profit organization. And like I said, there are money traps, as I call them, out there that all contractors, especially a newer contractor, needs to run. Until there's a certain amount of money in a CSA, doesn't matter if you have a 99.9, doesn't matter if you're a tier 5 safety, if you're the one putting money into it, and it doesn't make sense. And until Pittsburgh engineers figure this out, there's going to continue to be money traps in every part of the country. And hopefully people can learn how to assess these traps and avoid them before they step in them. So I would say some of the opportunities we went into, have not been profitable. We barely stay afloat in, and over time we're trying to fix them and get more efficient. As we could talk about later in this call, there are ways to fine tune things, but at some point in time, there's just not enough money in a CSA to for a contractor to be interested in it and to put their blood, life, and sweat and equity into that CSA. You need a return. That we're business people. And until there's returns on all these CSAs, I'm going to say is be very careful.
So a little bit of a different take than what we're used to hearing a lot of the times on this show, Routing for Success. We usually keep things pretty positive on the Routing for Success podcast, but it reminds me of something that I heard from Tony Robbins like 15 years ago, back when you would still get CDs. And there was one CD I had from Tony Robbins called The Power of Negative Thinking. And you're like, oh, what's that? You know, I thought it was supposed to be The Power of Positive Thinking. But the entire point of that was, you know, sometimes you need to take a step back, look at things and ask yourself, hey, is this the right plan? Am I going about things the right way? Or is this just not going to work? And should I pivot? You know, still try to accomplish the same objective, but maybe get there a different way by taking that higher foot view. And I think that's exactly what Mike was talking about there, that you need to look with a little bit of a skeptical eye instead of just diving into an opportunity. Make sure it's the right opportunity. So those were the clips that I selected. There were so many really great episodes. If you're one of our guests and you didn't make it into my highlight reel, don't be offended. Don't be upset, because we've had so many amazing moments on this show. But those were just a few that stood out to me in my mind when we were curating some episodes to put into this this episode here. So, Emily.
Those were awesome.
Yeah.
I think one thing that I'm seeing as a consistent theme with a lot of the guests and with a lot of the clips that we that you picked today, like Delgado, like David Hersey, is communication with FedEx. And a lot of contractors, you know, FedEx, it's a partnership. And so when you are able to communicate and you're able to do your marketing by saying Delgado, 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 and have that communication, you can actually grow your business a lot more than somebody else that just kind of sits on the sidelines and allows for FedEx to dictate where their business is going to go.
I'll go next, Ryan. I really enjoyed your interview with Amy Byers. I think that on the podcast and in general with businesses, we're talking a lot about numbers. We're talking a lot about spreadsheets. We're talking a lot about trucks. And sometimes we forget the human element. And I really enjoyed that Amy brought that back in, because at the end of the day, there's a person delivering packages to the door. It's not the truck doing the work. So I appreciated the way that she reminded us that you take care of your employees and they'll take care of you. Let's watch the clip.
It's something that's in our core to connect. We're not investors. We're not business people of any sort. Dave was a driver. So we've been in all the shoes. We've started out with nothing. So I know what it's like to have kids that are hungry and not be able to pay your bills. So we just want to create an environment that protects people and sets them up for success.
Plus, I just enjoyed how passionate Amy was about her team. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, Amy and David Byers with Slicker Trucking, they have a really interesting operation. So it's big. I mean, they're a big contractor. I can't remember exactly how many routes, but they're up there, probably top 1%, 2% of contractors in the network. They actually have their own event every year where they bring everybody and they rent out a big conference hall, and they have like vendors and sponsors show up with like tables, and they give out awards and prizes, and they have a good time. I haven't heard of any other contractor doing that. But to your point, Emily, it's clear that they really care about their people at a very deep level.
Very much.
Another cool thing about Slicker Trucking at events, when you see them, you know it's them. Every single person that represents Slicker Trucking will have a Slicker Trucking hat and hoodie or shirt on. And not all FedEx contractors provide swag with their actual contractor name on it, but I think it's really neat that they do that.
All right, Jake, what about you?
What was your favorite clip?
Let's wrap things up, Jake, with your favorite clip. What do you have?
Yeah, my favorite clip was from Alex Froome. Alex Froome is a military veteran turned Wall Street trader turned FedEx line haul savage. And he approaches his line haul business with, I think, just a different mindset coming from Wall Street, where he's hyper focused on cash flow. And in this clip, he really talks about the importance of cash flow and ultimately how to, if you listen to the whole episode, he covers how to get your business the most cash flow as possible.
Trader, I've really come from the background of looking at the world through a fixed income lens, which means that you're always looking for consistent cash flows and then being able to model those cash flows back to present value. And so when you look at line haul, the attractive thing about being in a FedEx contractor, whether you're on P&D or line haul, is you have the consistency of the cash flows. You know that your cash flow is always going to be there every week, week in, week out, you're going to get paid on Friday. And so when you go to a bank, and you can say, hey, I have no accounts receivable because I get paid on time every Friday, it gives you a lot of power when you're trying to negotiate financing levels with a bank. And at the end of the day, what makes the business attractive is the fact that you can put a lot of leverage onto a FedEx contractor and be able to have a really good return on your investment.
Yeah. Another contractor that has logos on his shirts, I don't know if you noticed his shirt in that clip. We had a podcast with him that has not aired yet on Tuesday, 2 days ago. And he also, another thing that's really cool that he does for his employees is every year after peak season, he delivers a box of meat to them, a couple pounds of ground beef and a couple steaks, which I think is a really awesome perk for your drivers.
Yeah, so Alex is another audience favorite also, particularly for people who tune in who are on the line haul side of the business. And Jake, like you just said, another episode with Alex Froome coming up. So stay tuned for that. And again, you know, these were some of our favorite moments from the show. Again, if you're our guests listening in and you're thinking, oh, why didn't I make it on the highlight reel? Don't be offended. There were honestly too many to pick from, but we had to pick a few. And yeah, anyway, I just want to say thank you to all of our guests who have been on the show up to this point and all of our audience members on YouTube or Spotify or iTunes or wherever you consume this type of content. It's really been an amazing response, and it's been so much fun doing this show. I tell everybody I talk to, like, the fact that I get to do this as a part of my job is just absolutely ridiculous to me because it's so much fun. I don't feel like I'm working at all. I just get to talk to cool people about subjects that I'm passionate about and, you know, get on the camera, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm really happy, Jake, Emily, that you're going to keep it going. And I'm excited to tune in and see what you have in store.
Thank you so much, Ryan. And we are so grateful for all the blood, sweat, and tears you put into getting this podcast up and running. Excited for the opportunity to keep it going. And we wish you all the best in your next ventures.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm really excited to see where you go next with your new endeavor. Thank you for hiring me 7 years ago. Completely changed the trajectory of my life. And thank you for laying the groundwork for Routing for Success and the platform for Emily and I to take it and jump off and continue providing as much value as we can for contractors.
Thanks, guys. Means a lot.
Routing for Success is brought to you by AP Equipment Financing. In today's competitive market, it is essential to acquire the right trucks at a fair price and finance them in a way that makes sense for your business. Leveraging their extensive network of truck and van suppliers, the experts at AP Equipment Financing will help you locate the best deals on step vans, cutaways, panel vans, and more. Deliver them straight to your facility and finance them with low monthly installment options. Click the link in the description or visit apfinancing.com for more information. Routing for Success is an independent production of AP Equipment Financing and is in no way affiliated with or endorsed by FedEx Corporation, FedEx Ground, Amazon, or any other logistics company discussed herein. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Routing for Success.